Well, howdy everyone, and thanks again for joining me as we continue to read through Scripture together. And today we are going to be reading through Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7. And if you remember back to chapter 6, Paul was really emphasizing and focusing on the believers, the children of God, and them being dead to sin but alive to God in Christ. And also the reality that we were slaves of sin in Adam, but in Christ we are now slaves or bondservants of God. And that's a wonderful thing. And the chapter ends with verse 23, that wonderful verse, where it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." And so that wonderfully then leads us into chapter 7. And in chapter 7, Paul is going to be talking a lot about the law and our relationship with the law. And so he begins at the beginning of the chapter and talking about being freed from the law, and then talking about sin's advantage in the law, and then ending the chapter talking about how the law cannot save. It cannot save someone from sin. And so let's dive into these truths here today and learn much from what God teaches us. Hear now the very word of God. "Or do you not know, brethren, for I speak to those who know the law, that the law has dominion over a man as long as he lives? For the woman who has a husband is bound by the law to her husband as long as he lives. But if the husband dies, she is released from the law of her husband. So then, if while her husband lives, she marries another man, she will be called an adulteress. But if her husband dies, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she has married another man. Therefore, my brethren, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ, that you may be married to another, to him who was raised from the dead, that we should bear fruit to God. For when we were in the flesh, the sinful passions which were aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit to death. But now we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by, so that we should serve in the newness of the Spirit, and not in the oldness of the letter. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? Certainly not. Own covetousness, unless the law had said, 'You shall not covet.' But sin, taking opportunity by the commandment, produced in me all manner of evil desire. For apart from the law, sin was dead. I was alive once without the law, but when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. And the commandment, which was to bring life, I found to bring death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it killed me. Therefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good. Has then what is good become death to me? Certainly not. But sin, that it might appear sin, was producing death in me through what is good, so that sin through the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do. If then I do what I will not to do, I agree with the law that it is good. But now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good, I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do, but the evil I will not to do, that I practice. Now if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. I find then a law, that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Amen. Thus far, the reading of God's holy word in Romans chapter 7. I pray that God will bless the reading of his word to us here today. And I encourage you to meditate on this very word this afternoon and this evening, the rest of your day. And join me next time as we continue into Romans chapter 8. God bless you. Take care, and we'll see you then.